The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
Gary Kemp has a new album out. It is called This Destination. It adds to what is a fairly significant and also very broad spectrum of music that Gary Kemp has produced, because there is the work that he's done with Saucerful of Secrets. There was that little band that he was involved in back in the 80s and 90s by the name of Spandau Ballet. There was a number of musicals that he has been involved in. And there is, of course, all of his solo work, of which this is the most recent, entitled This Destination. As I say, it is on, it is available for download everywhere at this point. Spandau Ballet, one of the biggest bands of the 80s and 90s, which is, of course, one of the things that Gary is most known for. What I'm kind of intrigued by is I've developed a theory that Tax Breaks led us to him writing a musical about W.B. Yeats. This theory may be wrong, but no better man to check with than Gary Kemp. Gary, good morning.
That's ridiculous.
No, bear me in. Here's my theory. Okay, so I will accept it may not be based on much in the way of evidence, but I'll float it out there anyway. You were coaxed to Ireland thanks to high-era tax breaks for artists, which brought you and Def Leppard and a chunk of the Rolling Stones over. You fell in love with the nation, read a lot of Yeats, and because of that, you wrote a musical about him. I rest my case.
I have no idea. I've been in love with Yeats for a lot longer than that, I would have thought. I remember I can't even remember when I first fell in love with Yeats, but I doubt if it had anything to do with the Inland Revenue. And then regardless, the musical was unfortunately never, ever really performed. I do have a love for Irish literature generally. I mean, I guess I got into that through Oscar Wilde, funnily enough, who I was into a long time before I ended up writing Through the Barricades. And you know, one thing leads to another when you read biographies. I have enjoyed my lots of times in Ireland. I'd actually say that the time I really fell in love with Ireland was when I went to work with Donal Lunny and a lot of traditional Irish musicians on my first solo album, Little Bruises, in the early 90s.
And were you living here at that point? Weren't you?
No, the early 90s, I wasn't living there. And I did travel around quite a bit. I had my little son who I'd just been divorced, and I had my little boy with me, and we just visited lots of places and fell in love with the music. And then I wanted to use Donal on that album, and I ended up using Donal just recently on this new album, playing Baran.
What's he like to work with?
He's a gentleman, you know. He's a gentleman who's in love with the traditions of Ireland, and but at the same time has an ear for all music, and he's wonderful. He's almost fatherly.
Give us a sense of the album for those who have yet to have a listen. It is This Destination. It's available for download as we speak.
And you can buy it on vinyl and CD, of course.
Do people still buy vinyl? I know there are one or two who bring it home because they've had the dedication to it. But does it actually sell in numbers?
No, vinyl's doing really well now. And I think people of my generation and a little bit younger who grew up on vinyl, it means a lot to them. Listen, my son, who's 15. I was out last week at a theatre, and I called him to make sure he was going to go to bed to get up for school the next morning. And I said, "You in bed yet? What are you doing?" He said, "I'm lying on the sofa listening to Can't Buy a Thrill on vinyl, Dad." And I got in. I said, stay up. I'm coming home. And I got in, and he had the vinyl open. He was reading the credits. And I think that's really it, isn't it? I designed the record. This album I designed as a two-act piece. Yeah. What ends side one, but begins side two. That's really important for me as someone who's putting an album together. So what is this album about? It's bound to be personal. I'm a singer-songwriter in that sense. And I think there's lots of stuff about living in this. I live in the centre of London, you know, living in the city, and songs about, I suppose, many of the songs began with me feeling a great sense of anxiety about the world, as we all do at times, and trying to find resolution by writing.
And do you make a conscious desire to go musically in a certain direction, or to not to follow a trend, but to say, okay, I want to try something different? Or no. Is it totally organic? A muse just takes you.
It's organic. I mean, obviously my inspirations are inevitably from the 70s, because that's when I grew up as a teenager listening to music. And so much of my DNA is based on the music that I bought then, whether it's Steely Dan or 10cc or prog rock, or, you know, to a certain extent, Little Feet and funk. And, you know, that all gets under my skin, and it's who I want to be, and it's who I am when I make music. You know, funnily enough, you know, it's different from Spandau Ballet, because I'm not writing for Tony. I'm not writing for a Steve who's playing sax. You know, it can be who I want. And I think I've been really inspired by working with Nick Mason from Pink Floyd since 2018. And, you know, I get a more chance to play guitar with him doing the early Pink Floyd stuff. And I think that spills into the kind of styles that I'm falling into.
Was there any pressure in that? Because, I mean, I realize it's early, so that it's not necessarily some of not that Pink Floyd was ever known for consistently troubling the top of the charts too much with singles, but was there a sense of, yeesh, this is a big ask to front up what is perceived as a quasi Pink Floyd?
Absolutely, because, you know, Nick Mason, you know, is going to attract the Floyd universe, and the Floyd universe are very discerning, you know, and you have to get the details right. And we weren't trying to copy them. You know, it wasn't like we're a tribute band. We're not trying to just copy them in that sense. We are a, you know, bona fide member of Pink Floyd playing his versions of the song. So we had a bit more freedom. But yeah, you've got to make sure you've got your guitar chops up, from my point of view, yeah. You know, because, you're stepping into his shoes, you know. But growing up as a kid, you know, I mentioned DNA, you know, I was really into David. I was really into Mick Ronson. I was really into Nile Rodgers. All these things feed into you and make you the player that you are.
Nile Rodgers is a man who doesn't get enough credit.
I don't know. It depends what podcast you're listening to. I am, Niall, obviously we all credit Niall with making David Bowie extremely commercial, you know, with the Let's Dance production. But I think Good Times and and what Chic did. Hey, this is really interesting, because we think of Chic being purely American. But what Chic were trying to do was to do something that was actually like Roxy music. Nile Rodgers himself told me this. He said that they called themselves Chic because they thought it sounded like Roxy music. It was the same kind of idea. And it was let's stick together. And those early Roxy tracks, you know, with that great bass riff that created Chic. Can you believe it was English middle-class lads selling music to black Americans? And then...
Well, it's good to know that it flowed in the other direction, even in one small tributary.
Exactly.
Come here, before I let you go, we started with Yeats. Let's finish them. Which is your favourite Yeats, either poem or line?
Well, it has to be A Terrible Beauty Is Born.
That's not a bad old recommendation. The album is available for download. More importantly, if you go to your record store, it will be. What did you do for liner notes? Did you invest heavily?
Liner notes. No, I don't think there are liner notes, but there are lots of credits, that's sure. And of course, my lovely friend Guy Pratt, who plays with Pink Floyd and David Gilmour, plays bass all over it, and I'm very proud of the work.
Gary, thank you very much. It's been lovely talking to you. That is Gary Kemp. And as I say, the album This Destination, available for download, available also on vinyl, wherever you want to buy a copy.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.